Thank you. Well, this morning, Easter Sunday morning, I wrote down three things that I think we need to do this morning, and I hope that you'll be excited by these. I prepared the Easter Sunday, sort of, I did some last week and some this week, and when I was looking at it, I thought, that's okay. But when I came back to it and really thought about it, I think God's got things he wants to say today. So, three things we're going to be doing, at least three things this morning in the time that's allotted to us. First is to find out what God has for us, right? What God has already said he has for us. We're going to be looking at that. The second is that we're going to turn a wooden tree into a colourful display. And if you've not seen this before, it's impressive. And the third thing we're going to do today is we are going to do something that Jesus cannot do today. Steps back. Waits for tomatoes, etc., to fly in general direction. I hope you'll see what I mean as we go through. So three things. What has God got for us already? We'll see what the change can be from this thing that we've been looking at over these last few weeks. It's going to be transformed because that's what God does. And the last thing is we're going to do something that Jesus cannot do today. No. And the first one came from this. I was looking for Bible passages to do with Easter, and this one came up, and I'd not really thought of this as an Easter verse before. This is from Ephesians chapter 4, and it says, to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. That's why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. So we're looking at this whole process, aren't we, of Jesus dying on the cross, being raised on Easter Sunday, but we know that the promise is that he went back to heaven and one day he's going to come back again. We've already sung that at least twice this morning. Paul goes on to say, well, what does he ascended mean, except that he who descended to the lower earthly regions, Jesus, he who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. That's a big plan. Universe, but what gifts? It said he gave gifts to man. How many people here this morning have had a chocolate egg? Have you had an Easter egg? Not many. Oh. Let's have a look at count if you ate it last night. What's the matter with you? So, he gave gifts to people. What has he given to us? Now, this is from that same letter. And what I'd like you to do is to help me out with this. Every time I mention something that is a gift or something that God has given us or done for us, I want us to count it. All right? We'll see how many we can do. Let's give it a go. This is from Ephesians chapter 1. So, you're ready to count. You can take your shoes and socks off if you want, if we get above 10. No, please don't. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with what? With every spiritual blessing in Christ. That trumps all the rest. But this is what he says. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will to the praise of his glorious which he has freely given us in the one he loves. How far have we got up to? Okay. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed Christ to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Don't we need that? In him we were also chosen. Still with it? You're still counting? Have you given up already? There's more to go. having predestined by the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be filled of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. How many do you think we got up to? Well, that's just one passage. Stick with me. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. And my God, Paul says, will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Paul again, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, the present or the future or any powers will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is ours in Jesus Christ. They're the gifts that we have. I will never leave you or forsake you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you'll not be burned and the flames shall not consume you. God's given us a guide to make sense of life. He's given us the Bible that talks about creation, about the fall, about his plan for saving us, and about the glorification of God and drawing it all together. He's given us a specific purpose for our life. He's given us a personal, direct, love-saturated relationship with the creator of the universe as our Savior, Father, and Source. We've given us direct access to God as our Father. He's given us a guarantee. I'm giving us another 12 pages, don't worry. No, there's not. He's given us a guarantee of eternal life in heaven. C.S. Lewis says, heaven is where one day is better than the next forever. Eternal life, righteous in God's sight, complete forgiveness, payment, release, and the judgment of every sin we have ever committed or ever will commit. Assurance of a new, glorified, immortal, free from decay, eternal body when this body dies. And won't that be good? The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God's instructions on how to live. The Bible. Best instructions before leaving earth. Bible. Best instructions before leaving earth. We know what God's plan is. We know what God is like from his word. We join God's family. We have brothers and sisters. We have a worldview that's based on God's truth and not what the news tells us. We have a new God-given nature and identity. Unity with Christ, seated with Christ, Christ in you, you in Christ, self-worth, value, confidence, based on who God created you to be, not what others say about you. Proven practices to transform your life. All of God's promises are potentially sharing Christ's inheritance, destiny of reigning in eternity, God's help, God actively involved in working out his plans in your life, godly given desires, and God's promise that he'll work all things for good. Do you want me to carry on? No. You can have a look yourself. There's loads and loads and loads. All of these are promises. All of these are gifts that God has given us in Jesus. And that's what Easter releases. It releases all that God has for us into our lives and makes us completely different. Changes us forever. Gives us hope in this life and gives us the promise of a life to come. And so many other things. These are the gifts that we have. I don't know about you, but as I read through this, I just made a list of that. And as I ticked some of those off, I got really quite excited by all that. Because, you know, God's done that for me and for you. It's what we have. It's who we are now in Jesus. The question has to be, do you know that you have these? Do you know that you have these? We'll come back to that a little later on. Right, I've got a little mystery. This box came with a message. Open after communion, it said. Wow. It's a box, bit of foam, something else in it. What have we got? Come on, out you come. Ah, okay. It's an envelope. And there's something in here. Yes. I know what that's about. Because it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, which is written on the back of this card, no matter how many promises God has made, they are all yes in Jesus. All yes in Jesus, no matter how many he has given us. So I want to ask this morning, have we appreciated exactly what God has got ready for us? What he's got for us right now, the gifts that he wants to give us because of Jesus. See, I think we're only just scratching the surface. Gifts, I don't just mean, you know, the things we can do, the gifts of the Spirit. I mean all the gifts he's given us, grace, peace, forgiveness, all these other things. Because it seems to me the only place that we can get those, the only place there, yes, is in Jesus. Try the places and they'll say, no, can't give you that. Computer says, no, can't give you that. But you come here and you read something in the Bible, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Jesus. So if you have something that you need to claim from God this morning, claim it. He'll tell you what it means in practice. It might not be what you thought it was going to be. But this is a God who gives us great and amazing and wonderful things. Give on our own, but which he has given to us. What an amazing God we serve, don't we? And on this Easter Sunday, wouldn't it be great if we could come away saying, you know, I know that to be true. Because you won't find it anywhere else. Only in Jesus. If you've not given your life to Jesus, give your life to him today. And receive all that he has for you. Because you haven't got it yet. You get it by saying, Jesus, please will you become Saviour and Lord of my life. So that I can have all that you've given me. An exciting lifetime to find out what he's given us already. And then an eternity to find out what it means to have these things. Fantastic. Now, that's two of the things we've done. We've looked at something that Jesus cannot do today because he's chosen not to. We've looked at some of the things that God has for us, and I hope you've been excited by it. I wanted to read the whole load of the pages out, but I knew I wouldn't have time. So let's try thinking about the third thing. It really does. It changes everything. It changes what we know. It changes where we see the world. It changes our future. It can help us to deal with our past. It can give us strength for the present. It can do all of these things. It changes everything to say yes to Jesus and receive everything that he has said yes to on our behalf. We began with you too. This is where it all begins to get interesting. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Father, please send your Holy Spirit into our lives, that you may show us that what knowing you means, that it changes absolutely everything. It transforms what was drab and about death into what's beautiful and about life. It changes us. It changes everything about us. Touches every part of our lives and makes us better than we were before. So come, Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters here, fill us anew and afresh, that as we move through this Easter period and beyond, we may know that you have begun that process of changing everything to be in conformity with your will and your glory.